Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, often I like to mention to people when I meet with them, either through the liturgy of the Mass or in other settings, about the focus of our Easter season. The Church, of course, understands that the Feast of Easter is the very heart of our Catholic faith. It is the most important feast day. And as a recognition of this, it gives us 50 full days to celebrate that season, but also to understand its deeper meaning and how it impacts our lives. And as you listen to the scripture readings during this Easter season, you will notice that by and large, the readings are taken from two books of the New Testament. That is the Gospel of John and the Acts of the Apostles. And these two portions of the New Testament are proclaimed and are listened to because they want to direct us, first of all, to the person of Jesus Christ, who he is, what he has done for us, what he calls us to be, what is indeed the power and meaning of his resurrection. But at the same time that we read the Gospel of John, who goes very deeply into the mystery of Jesus Christ, we hear about the lives of the earliest disciples of Jesus through the Acts of the Apostles, how they understood Jesus, how they understood their own Christian life. What did it mean to be a disciple? How did they proclaim his gospel? And how simply did they live as people bearing the name of the Savior? And it leads me to an understanding of what I think is one of the most important questions which the Church needs to consider deeply and also to proclaim in its witness in our world, and that is the meaning of the human person. Jesus came to us to reveal God to us and us to ourselves, not only to give us the meaning of God, but also to awaken us to our meaning as human persons made in the image and likeness of God. Through Jesus, we understand God is creative, life-giving, loving the good of his creation and created people within it. He is the source of wisdom and of truth. And through Jesus Christ, we have been invited to become a very part of his divine life, which is immortal and everlasting. But in Jesus also, we come to understand that in the power of God, even sin and death can be overcome, so that that never has to be the final word in our lives. So Jesus has come to reveal God to us, but he has also come among us to reveal us to ourselves. It is a long-standing acclamation about our Lord that he became like us so that we might become like him. That within our very being we are called to live that life of trust and confidence in our Heavenly Father and in what our Heavenly Father has taught us, and realizing that he wishes always our good and our life. So in fact, to live as we ought as people bearing the name of Christ, we have to imitate that Christ, follow him, become obedient to what is revealed by our loving God, become devoted to our destiny, for we are on this earth not simply to spend a few years, hours, days within this natural world, but we are here on this earth to realize that our destiny stretches into eternity. It is a progress, a pathway, a pilgrimage to everlasting life in which we will become more and more like the God we see revealed in Jesus Christ. And this is the heart of the dignity of the human person. And this dignity is given to us by God through Jesus Christ for us not only to shape and develop our own existence, but to share it with the whole world. That sense of the dignity of the human person, created by God, redeemed by Jesus Christ, invited to become part of the divine life, is the basis for the social teaching of all the Church. For the Church begins by understanding more deeply what it means to be made in the image and likeness of God. How we come to understand that image and likeness? How do we overcome the threats to it? But we also realize that in understanding our dignity, we are called to preserve and honor the dignity of all other human persons, so that we have a particular responsibility within our own world, not only to become more perfectly like Christ, but also to enhance those conditions that promote the dignity of other people, and to correct those that offend against that dignity. And to assure all people, especially those that are in confusion or alone or in great need, either spiritual or material, that in Jesus Christ, as St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Romans, in Jesus Christ no one is ever alone in this world. And as Jesus is our companion in this world, he is also our intercessor, our teacher. And with Jesus in the world, we come to understand that the universal destiny of all and every human life is that immortality and everlasting life of heaven. And so in this Easter season, as we come to know the risen Lord more clearly and more deeply, we are also called to understand not only our own dignity, but the responsibility we bear to protecting and spreading the message of that dignity to all whom we meet.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.